When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Real quick, can I talk about more misery real quick?
Sure, why not?
Price Picks!
You should have given me a heads up. That's what we're talking about.
Last night, Beam Money was going down.
Well, it was Beam Money, all right.
It went the way of the Kings last night because I had a nice little something cooking. You know, Domantas Sabonis and Anthony Davis were dominating the boards. Mm-hmm. Everything was good. I had that one at 26.5. That was easy work. Easy work. De'Aaron Fox, it wasn't really easy work early, but I saw the way things were going in the fourth quarter. His number was 24.5. I said, he'll get that. He ended up getting 26. Max Christie, 7.5 points. I went less. He got 8. At the free throw line, mind you. Two shots at the free throw line. Just Craig Elo, Mark Price at the free throw line. Yeah, got his 8 there.
I'll do you one better. Mm. I did Max Christie points and rebounds.
Mm.
11. 12.
You went less.
I went more.
You went more.
No, you're right. Sorry, I went less. Yeah, I went less. He had 12.
And then, so okay, Max Christie, man, you know, could have won. I think it was like $100, $160 or whatever. Mm. All right, cool, cool, cool. But, you know, with Price Picks, with the flex play,
you can still get
something. You know, you're good to go. I got Malik Monk, you know, demon time.
Mm-hmm.
3.5 three-pointers made.
Yep.
My boy got 3.
Yep.
With 10 minutes to go in the third quarter, I was hey, man, and the Kings are kind of like losing. Like, we in there.
Yep.
He went 0-for-3 the rest of the way.
Yeah.
I lost everything. But if you want to try your chance at Prize Picks, college football playoff going on this weekend, more Beam Money going on Saturday, sign up, put the promo code in, KIFM. You get $50 instantly with your first $5 lineup. That's promo code KIFM to get $50 with your first $5 lineup. Must be present in certain states. Prize Picks, run your game. Go to prizepicks.com for more details.
I got great news for Laker fans. J.J. Redick said that was his favorite win of the season.
J.J., shut the hell up.
I ain't even mad at J.J. It's not his fault.
Favorite win of the season, man. Come on, man. Salt into the wound.
He said it was the most complete win they've had. They were good on the defensive end, executed on the offensive end, did the little things that they needed to do.
Well, they kind of
hit stink. The offensive boards.
They kind of stink then because they weren't that good last night. Like, they did everything they needed to do. They didn't even shoot the ball well. They shot 40% from the field.
JJ's favorite win of the season. Shot what? What from the field?
40.
Still scored 113.
They rebounded really well.
They rebounded fantastic. It was 14-4 on the offensive boards.
Really well.
Max Christie's offensive rebounds and points shattered my Prize Picks. Not his points and his rebounds. His points and his offensive rebounds. You didn't get your ass whooped by LeBron James and Anthony Davis. Got your ass whooped by Max Christie and Austin Reeves.
Gabe Vincent, who didn't touch the rim with his threes.
Man.
Gabe Vincent, shout out Modesto. Shout out my man Gus. Saw him on the concourse. You know what I mean? That's his guy.
You hear this guy? He was on the concourse.
I was. What are you talking about? You know,
that's not what they call that area around courtside. It is not called the concourse.
Bro, the concourse is like where you walk around to get food and all that.
That's where us regular people go.
That's where I was at halftime. That's where I was at. I saw my girl Michelle. She had the D'Lo and Casey shirt on,
too. I saw that.
Showing love, man. That, where was I going to see her at? On the Concourse, because that's where I'd be at with the people.
Well, you had probably just walked in and you hadn't made your way down to the...
No, that was halftime. I mean, you know, well, tell the people I take my lap at halftime.
You do take a lap at halftime.
Yeah.
So security guards.
I'd be with my people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Damn. We could have used Gabe Vincent yesterday.
Could have used just about any. Could have used a healthy body yesterday.
Mm. Well, they had some.
No, they did.
Didn't play them.
Well, the ones that did weren't very good.
Mm. So we're still trying to work through this. And to be honest with you, you know, it's a multitude of issues going on right now. And what's next? Because I'm not going to... I can't operate if I'm them or anybody in that locker room, and even myself, as a trade is coming or make a trade and everything will be fine. Like, you can't operate like that. Or to a certain degree, like that, I mentioned it yesterday as we kind of thought about it a little bit more. I don't even like Fox acknowledging that.
So that it's funny you say that. I wonder if and I've tried to resist this.
By the way, sorry. Rich Paul in the building last night.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you sit next to him?
No, I did not sit next to him. Oh. Walked by him a couple times, though.
Okay. Did you tap him on the shoulder and say, hey, Rich?
No.
Was Adele there?
No.
Okay. You're a clutch guy, right?
Stop it.
No?
No, I'm not a clutch
Is Rich
guy.
Paul negotiating with new Aaron?
He might, though. Might hire him.
No.
Yeah, but Rich Paul in the building last night. Didn't look happy. Didn't look mad either, though. So that's just one of the, that's how they do. Oh, he didn't look happy. Well, did he look mad? No. You're just kind of there.
Is Fox plotting his exit? You bringing up the roster. I say this again. I don't have any issue with what he said on the Draymond Green show. I don't have any issue with him talking about, you know, winning and... Mm-hmm. Holding off on the deal. I have no issue with any of that. When you start talking about the roster and you start doing it publicly, mm-hmm. Is he plotting his exit? Or is he demanding that his front office be better?
I think he's doing the clutch LeBron playbook of mm-hmm. putting pressure on the team. I think if they do what he asked or what he's suggesting or, you know, anything like that, and they start winning, I believe him when he's, sure, I'll sign here.
Mm-hmm.
I got a chance to win. I'm getting the notoriety. Like, it's not you guys specifically. I just want to be in a situation that is more, it's closer to being able to win and me being able to make money and me being able to have the notoriety. And I'm willing to go somewhere else to do that. Don't think I'm just here just to be here. Like, I'm willing to move on. I think that's more so what it is. When I think of planning his exit, I think... Anthony Davis. It was nothing New Orleans could do. He wanted to leave.
Right.
And I don't think Fox is doing that.
Yeah, I don't think he's plotting his exit, but I definitely think he's aware of his situation. Like, he knows what it is and what's like realistic and all that, what could happen after this year.
Yeah.
But I think if it was up to him, I think it's the latter part of your question where, like, I think he's putting pressure on the front office to fix it rather than plotting his exit.
Yeah, and if that happens, it's happening. It's happening this summer. That's the book. Mm-hmm. It's assuming this continues to go south. He doesn't make all NBA. If it hits that level, then yeah, it's going to happen this summer.
Yeah.
Probably early. Yeah. A whole summer of De'Aaron Fox trade talk.
Well, we'll be the epicenter of the NBA.
That's facts. That's facts.
Yeah, they got reports out there that you know, take it for what it's worth, and it could just be a tweet. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? But NBA, after the interview, the NBA executives are, we watching, we monitoring what's going on out there. That was almost a little bit of a siren, an alarm, a bat signal. Like, oh, okay, mm-hmm. we watching, we ready.
Right, well, good for you, hoes. Keep watching.
They may be able to act soon.
Is it? They might.
If
is
they
it?
Don't get this together.
Is it problematic to you
And I see we could run this here in a few minutes. I see Kyle already has Mike Brown's press conference pulled up. We could run that here in a couple minutes. Is it problematic to you that Mike keeps referencing basics, details, like the simplest of things? Is that problematic to you?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And it says a couple of different things. It says, to me at least, you know, they've got an issue paying attention and focusing on the little things and the details. Because I refuse at least to think that they don't know these things.
Mm-hmm.
If I know them, they know them. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. we came up in the same basketball lifespan, right? Like, where you learn.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
These things, you know, at a young age, they excelled and went on and got better coaching and played on high. Like, so if I know them, we played on a small level compared to what they do, then I know that they know them. But I think it's more of staying focused, staying locked in to those little things at all times that they're not doing. And Mike constantly is reminding them, that coaching staff is constantly reminding them. And they're probably tired of having to remind them of those simple things.
Yeah.
These are basic things that we shouldn't have to keep reminding you of.
Daniel, I see you want to talk about De'Aaron Fox. Hang on. I don't want to cut you short. Anyone else want to get in on the Elk Grove Kia talk line? You could do that now, 916-909-1320. We'll continue to dissect the Kings' latest loss, this one to the Los Angeles Lakers last night, 113-110. It's D'Lo and KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Shout out to our people over at Sky River Casino. Big, big things coming in 2025. Can't wait to share them all with you.
Not wait.
Get in here on the Elk Grove Kia talk line, 916-909-1320. Our brother Daniel on the line. Daniel, what's happening, baby?
Guys, man, the Niners and the Kings are both bad. It's probably going well, man.
Yeah, not good.
Damn, Daniel.
Jeez. Hey, man, the way I see it is whether it's the Kings have tuned out Brown or the team isn't doing what they're being told or whatever the problem is, if there's an inkling that Fox is going to leave, I think the Kings have to trade him because there's no way they can let him walk with nothing. Because if that happens, that would be a disaster.
Well, I don't think that would happen though either. Like I don't think we
like his contract just expired. Yeah. I don't.
We won't get to that. I mean, we. I think first they would tell Fox and Rich Paul and all those guys would tell the Kings we want out.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't think they would even. Like we wouldn't even be at the point where they'd be like, well, I don't know if we're gonna stay or not. You guys just take the gamble. Like they'll tell them, no, we want to be gone or. We'll sign the contract right now or whatever. I don't think we'll get there where he leaves for nothing. But what you're able to get for him, that may change, you know, throughout the time, right? Like if you wait a little too long, not saying now's the time to trade him, but these are things that you got to start thinking about with the way that you're playing. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, Daniel also mentioned about, you know, them tuning out Mike Brown, and I never thought about that until last night.
Mm-hmm.
When they came out and they played the way they played to start the game again last night.
Mm-hmm.
I'll ask both of you guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you think that they're tuning out Mike Brown?
So, no. No, I don't.
I don't think they're...
Sorry, go ahead,
no,
Jesse.
You want to go?
No, go ahead.
They're tuning them out. I just don't think they're good.
I
think it's just something they're just it's just who they are.
Why are we at this? Well, the thing that speaks to me is the constantly down 15.
Yeah. So if they're tuning out Mike Brown, my opinion is De'Aaron is tuning out Mike Brown, and that is a huge issue.
Mm-hmm.
If there is any truth to this. This idea. This is all that. This is an idea. It's not a report. It's just an idea.
Right.
There's any truth to the idea that this roster has tuned out Mike Brown, it means De'Aaron Fox has tuned out Mike Brown, and that is a huge, huge issue.
Yeah.
DeMar been here for 28 games. He's tuned out Mike Brown.
No, I don't think so.
Domas is having the season of his career. He's tuned out Mike Brown.
Also, that's. Not saying that this is anything De'Aaron Fox has ever done or anything like that, but there's never been any thought of DeMar DeRozan tuning. Played for multiple teams and multiple coaches. Like, there's never even been a thought of him doing something like that. So his reputation exempts.
Played for Dwayne Casey in his last year before they got rid of him.
Right. His reputation exempts him from even thinking he's part of something like that.
Played for Billy Donovan,
which goes to. The thing that James and Kyle were talking about, because like, and it's all good. We're just talking. I'm not taking shots or nothing like that. But you know, James always alludes to DeRozan demanding the ball and messing up the flow of the offense. You know what I'm saying? And he talked today about something that happened last night. Pick and roll, Monk and Sabonis. Pick and roll, Monk and Sabonis. They score every time, and then. You know, the thought is DeMar has to get his shots, so they go away from that. They give DeMar the ball. He shoots a 19-footer, misses the jumper, or something like that. And then James, you know, talks about how Mike Brown has said a number of different times, the coaching staff gives the team a basis for what we're running, but they have full autonomy to run whatever it is they want, you know, or override. If Mike Brown is like, hey, Horns hurt her, and Fox says, no, I see, you know, Sabonis on the elevator screen.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, okay, fine, we'll go with what you see. People talking about DeMar and him needing his shots and all this, and then going away from what works, that is implying a number of different things. That's implying, number one, that DeMar, when things are working, says, to hell with what you guys are running. Run my set right now, which would be a problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's doing that. Number two, that's also implying that whoever the point guard is, Monk, Fox, whatever, when it's worked 3-4 times in a row, they say, nah, forget that this play is working. We got to run DeMar's play right now.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's the case, to a certain degree, that's not DeMar's fault. But he keeps getting the blame for it. He's being labeled as somebody that has to get his shots. Why isn't the point guard continuing to run the play?
Mm-hmm.
And then lastly, if we see all this and all this is going on and three times in a row and all this other stuff, where's the coaching staff at to say, hey, keep running with what works or whatever? Like there's so many things to when that gets, you know, brought up, so many things that goes into play there that I don't think is the case. You know what I mean? I don't think DeMar is demanding the ball or basically without saying it, saying I'm a pout if I don't get the ball. I don't think those things are happening. You know, and once again, people tell me all the time, the offense ain't the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that there's a lot of things, and we're thinking about a lot of the worst things that could happen with this team and could be happening with this team. Mm-hmm. I think somehow, some way, they have to find a way to be a cohesive unit. Because like we talked about before and a little bit before the break, they can't sit up here, regardless of the reality of it or what we think, that they need help. They can't sit around waiting for that and feeling sorry for themselves because they don't have what they deem is enough of a roster. They got a game tomorrow.
Yeah.
They got a game Sunday. Would you just go mess around and lose it and be like, we don't have enough?
Mm-hmm.
All right, great. Great. How does that work out for everybody?
It's the dunk strike all over again.
So they got to find a way to play, man, if they want to win. If they don't want to win and they want to prove points, then that's a whole different argument. But if they want to win, they're going to have to find a way to figure it out with what they have for the time being.
Does this team need to trade De'Aaron Fox?
I'm not there yet.
Closer than you were 28 games ago?
No, when you talk about need, right? I don't think they need to. I think it's on the table, though, as in, like, this isn't working, right? So when I say need, it's not like it's his fault. I'm not saying that you're saying this, but it's not his fault. He's not the problem or anything like that. But you're out of options. You're not trading Domas. You just signed him. So that's off the table. Then when you talk about making a change, it's to one of those two guys. And that leaves Fox. Like I said, you're not trading Domas. You got Fox there. You can get a big haul. You can kind of reset the franchise with the trade of De'Aaron Fox. That's on the table. I don't think they need to do that. I'm not there yet.
Okay. I'm going to shout out Matt George. This was a hell of a job by Matt last night in the post game.
Mike, forgive the bluntness. Kind of a lot of talk, not a lot of action. We've heard what your challenges are to the guys. They're saying the right things, at least in front of the media, and then we're not seeing the results necessarily on the floor. I know there's the contract that you have all the guys sign up saying they're 100% engaged and bought into what we're doing. Are you seeing that with this team action-wise other than just words?
No, right. I mean, it's evident we're not seeing it action-wise. You know, I mean, it is what it is. And that's why, I mean, I didn't yell at the guys because there's nothing to yell about. They know exactly what we have to do, whether or not we can go do it. And tonight we didn't go do it. You know, and so somehow, some way, again, starts with me. Somehow, some way, I got to figure out how to get them to do it by continuing to drill it, by continuing to show them on film. And if need be, I got to try to find somebody else that can do it. You know?
Shout out to Ashley. Ashley and your lawyers. Shout out Matt George and the ABC 10 Extra, sponsored by Ashley. We see you, Ashley. For the radio audience, can't see that, but a graphic popped up at the end of that social media stuff. Thanks to Matt George and ABC 10 for that. Shout out to Matt. That was, one, it was a hell of a question. Two, it took a lot of balls to ask that. And Mike answered.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, man. Did Mike low-key just address the question we asked yesterday where I stole your 49ers take and just moved it to the Kings, where everyone isn't about winning right now. They're thinking about other things. Yeah. There's other things going on. There's other things. James mentioned it, and I don't disagree with James on this. The difficulty for guys like Kevin Herter, Trey Lyles, whatever bench player that's playing terrible, the difficulty of, you know, going to work wondering if you got to move in 3 days, 4 days, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, a month, 2 months, whatever. I'm not like not sympathetic to that. I'm not not understanding of that. One thing about it, though, is we're two freaking months away from the trade deadline. We're a month and a half away from the trade deadline. We're here now because if we are, dear Kings fans, we're effed. If that's where we're at now, this thing's over. If this team, the collective individuals, are not worried about winning first, season isn't going anywhere.
The crazy thing about it, man, is I don't understand. I don't understand that approach. Because everything that you want, if you're any of these individual players, everything that you want hinges on winning. You got to win. And situation may not be perfect. You may not, you know, be meshing with everybody that you're working with or anything else like that. But the common goal in this league, in this team sport, is you have to win. You have to win. You want money, you got to win. You want respect, you got to win. You want power, you want money, power, respect, you got to win. You know what I'm saying? Like if you don't have it, if you're not winning and you're demanding stuff, I'm looking at you crazy. Would you demand anything for? You guys can't win. And I just don't understand. I don't understand how that can't supersede anything. Maybe because some people have money already. And maybe that was always the most important thing. But then that's a whole nother conversation. Like if the money makes you complacent, then you were never really about winning in the first place. Because that wanting to win and needing to win and that being the most important thing, that doesn't just leave you if you get a couple dollars. That's in you.
Yeah.
That's who you are. That's part of your DNA. And you won't let anybody get in the way of your need to win. Damn shame what happened to Flip.
Can I point out one other thing?
Yeah.
They're only two games under 500. Domas pointed it out in what I think might have been an 11-second answer. I didn't clock it.
Yeah, he was talking a little longer yesterday with Ham.
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. but he's like, yeah, we're three games out of fifth. Mm-hmm. So, like,
Is that just a player believing in themselves just because they're a professional athlete and like what other choice do you have at this point?
Well, no, I think because you could. I think more you see it go the other way. Like I think you can absolutely. Like I would trust a player thinking that more than me, because he sees what they do every day. Like, Domas sees what they do every day in practice. He knows what they talk about. He knows what their film sessions are about. And, I mean, he's right. It just, I think the difficulty in that line of thinking is, okay, to get to, not to win three games, to make up three games, you have to play a way that through 28 games this season, you haven't yet. And that's where it gets to. We're far enough into the season to where we go into the Laker game tomorrow night. I don't know what to tell you. Going to the Pacer game Sunday. I don't know what to tell you. We're going to do one show next week, and it's Monday at noon. to recap everything that happens this weekend in the D'Lo and Casey Bowl with the Dolphins and the 49ers, because that's about all it is.
Yeah, and it should be played as the same time as these other college bowl games.
I really hate that game's on at 1:25.
It should be played right next to the Las Vegas Bowl.
Person that shows up on Monday, the team who wins, person to show up all pissed off that day.
Exactly.
Speaking of pissed off, could I just tell how much I hate Tim Richards in the chat? And I have wanted to hit this button for so long. Tim, you can go to hell. Straight to hell.
A lot of complaints.
He hate watches this show, and it's so bizarre.
Exactly,
to me.
I don't get that. Like, if you don't like it, then go about your day.
And if you want to hate watch it, you're welcome. Just please shut the hell up. No one wants to hear you.
So long, Tim.
What is that again? I know it.
It's Hangover. I won't say what he says.
Oh yeah.
My cousin always says that. So long, Tim.
Wait, who says it?
He doesn't say Tim. It's my man, what's his name? The Asian comedian.
Ken
Jeong.
Yeah.
He got us.
He says, so long.
Okay, I remember. Yep. Yep.
Boys.
Yeah. Oh man, Mr. Chow. That's funny.
Yeah.
That's absolutely funny. So like when they play the Detroit Pistons, I don't know what to think. We're weeks away, from feeling like, okay, this team has turned the corner. Or we're weeks away from just being 7-8 more games into this, like, guys, this is the season. Mm-hmm. Like, this is just what it is. Mm-hmm. And you're going to have to hope that bar in the Western Conference lowers and they win a couple play-in games. Because mm-hmm. if not, this thing's over. If that happens, the De'Aaron Fox era of the Sacramento Kings is likely over.
So, and that's why, to get back a little bit, like a week ago, I get a bunch of things wrong. Like I said, I thought the Kings would win 52 games, right? So it's not like I get everything right. But that's why my mentality on that Thursday game against New Orleans is it doesn't tell me nothing. It was going to tell me nothing.
Yeah, right.
They could win it. They could lose it. Whatever. They have 5 games at home that's going to tell me everything I need to know about them. And it has. It tells me that there are big problems going on. They're not cohesive enough right now to go on any type of successful run.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff is about to hit the fan if things don't change. And they're trending that way. They're trending that way. I've seen almost everything. One of the other things, and I don't want to talk about these guys just based off of one game. Cause last night was one of the worst games I've seen from them this year, right? Like, it's not all the games weren't like last night. They've been competitive. They've fought back and all this other stuff, but they just look a little weak, man. They look a little weak, a little soft. You know, some adversity hits, expectations hit, and expectations look right now to be a little too heavy for these guys. People are breaking down because they're expected to be more than just a playoff team. People are just kind of, they're wilting under the pressure. The pressure of, we're not here to just see you, you know, play a hard game, you know, and just be fun. Ah, that's what we're here, go to one of Doko, like, oh, like the beam. Like, we don't hope to see the beam. We expect to see that beam lit in the sky. We expect you to be a team that gets to the playoffs and not only gets there, but wins. And it feels like the pressure of that has them wilting a little bit. And then you lose a game or two, you suffer a couple of losses, and you start to spiral because that pressure starts to mount. They're looking a little soft. They're looking a little weak. And you can't climb out of this if you're weak. You can't climb out of this if you're soft.
That's interesting. I'm thinking back to last year where I thought the team was entitled. I don't think they're entitled this year at all. I think you're right. They're soft. And I don't know why. You got a player on the team named Debo. They called him that for a reason. You got Jay Crowder. You don't play him. I don't know why you don't play him.
Just never play him. Never play him. And look, I go so far as to say, to a certain degree, they look a little scared. Things get a little tight at the Golden 1 Center. You want to talk about letting go of the rope.
Man.
They look a little scared.
Man.
The joke that I talk about all the time, and it's tongue-in-cheek, it's dim lights.
Mm-hmm.
Dim lights is shining. D-Lo and KC, yeah, only NBA market, I believe, in the NBA that will spend 4 hours talking about your ass.
Mm-hmm.
The only one.
Yeah.
We're not here to talk about football. We're not here to talk about the NFL. College football is about to have one of the biggest weekends ever. We might not get to it because it don't matter here.
Mm-hmm.
This is what matters.
Mm-hmm.
This is dim lights. You in a pressure cooker here in Sacramento. And we turned up the heat a little bit as a collective, as a fan base, with the expectations we put on you guys. And you guys are looking like you are wilting under them lights a little bit. Looking a little soft.
Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, 916-909-1320. Let's talk to the host of the Chatty House Podcast. Manny, what's happening, baby?
What up, y'all? Like, there's plenty of blame to go around, right, in all different aspects. And for me, for a long time, you know, when I had, like, a list, it was Monty first for not addressing a lot of these deficiencies. But it's really telling, and as much as I hate quoting this dude, and I can't stand half the stuff he says, when Green said it to Fox, right? He said it to him like, look, man, like, you got a coach whose specialty is defense. And y'all can't even figure that out. Like, that's on the players. And I feel like right now, the way this team is going, that's about everything. Like, I get that Monty hasn't addressed some things, and there's obviously holes, but you're better than this. Like, this isn't where we're, like, playing, like, let's say they were 15 and 12, and it's like, okay, yeah, you know, they're playing as well as they can for what they have. Like, no, you're not even there. You're not even playing up to the potential of what you actually have. And that's on you guys. And you guys, you know, you lollygag through these first quarters every single game. Even in wins, that first quarter is horrendous, and you just happen to overcome that. And this is why, to me, the issue isn't the heart, because you're not going to come back from 20 down like you did against Denver unless you do have heart, unless you are trying. But the fact that you get to that point every single game and there's nothing addressing that, that's on you. That's on the leaders on that team to address that in real time. I don't care if you're seeing yelling at your own teammates on the court, whatever it takes. But do what it takes to at least play up to your potential right now, and then – we can shift the blame to Monty and be like, hey, what else are you going to do to get us above that hump? Because you ain't got past the first hump yet. So our potential at this point, and then you can shift that blame. But at this point, for me, these players need to grow up and start doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Okay.
Hey, Chatty House After Party. Are they having a Chatty House After Party on Christmas?
I don't think they should do that. I think they should be with their families. Of course, we are one big family here.
Shout out, Manny. You know,
I don't think I'm doing anything, so I'll log in.
You know what? I got the game on here on the KC.
Oh God, why?
You know, sometimes I got to look at it. I usually don't watch the game the night of if they lose. I'll watch it the next day. But I got the game on, and I do have to say this. This was pretty damn funny. The part came on where that damn Bill Kennedy.
Oh, that was amazing. Oh, that was so fantastic.
That damn Bill Kennedy got the whole Golden 1 Center.
That was fantastic.
I was listening to what he's saying in his tone of like, the call is overturned. And I was like, okay.
Was it however? What was the line he used?
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately, that's what
it was. When he said, the call has been overturned. And the way he said, I said, I know he's not going. They didn't change the call to a different person, did they? They didn't do that, did they? And he had a pause, and he. Unfortunately, I said, by. Oh, come on.
Stand by. I know what time it is, Jesse. Hang on.
After reviewing the play.
I love this guy.
The defensive foul that was called on number 23 has been overturned. Unfortunately, the foul is now on number 9. And the Lakers will retain possession of the ball on the side. The coach's challenge is successful.
He is just amazing.
Bill Kennedy, you jackass.
Bro, if you don't make that call and get out of here.
Amazing.
Bill Kennedy's on the Bob Myers list for me a little
no,
bit.
No, I'm anti-ref. Get out of here. You're a ref.
Don't, but he's way above Bob Myers. Way above Bob Myers. Look, where I just saw it. Where'd it go? Jeremiah, that's a classic heel move right there.
He got a pop. Oh. It was The Rock singing in the middle of the ring all over again.
Oh, that was so great. so great. We'll come back. It was the only good moment last night. Keon's dunk was pretty dope,
too. Yeah, he looked like Dr. J.
It's D'Lo and KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. Real quick here.
After reviewing the play, the defensive foul that was called on number 23 has been overturned. Unfortunately, the foul is now on number 9, and the Lakers will retain possession of the ball on the side. The coach's challenge is successful.
He should have to work all of the games.
Successful.
I love that. And who's that jackass behind Mike Brown?
I know, man. This guy, he's got a death row chain on,
too. Like a bad version of Oasis back there. Get out of here. That's my bad. I don't know how that happened. Nah, salute to that brother. He's just there supporting his team.
He's catching a strike.
With his stupid death row chain on and his stupid Lakers jersey. Oh, man. Q on the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, 916-909-1320.
Hey, Q. You know what that is, Q?
First time caller.
You know what that's from, Q?
Where that's from?
How old are you, Q?
I'm 30.
Yeah,
he might be a little too young. That's all right. It's from Juice.
I got this one question for y'all. So, if Jalen Brunson is leading this team instead of Fox, are they 13-15 right now?
Man.
I don't want to, cop out from the end, but I don't know. I don't know.
Man, Aaron's
played really well this year, and I don't know.
Jalen Brunson got to the playoffs before the Nova Knicks was a thing, right? I think it was like Julius Randle. I think Julius Randle kind of just fell off in that first round series, if I'm not mistaken. I'm trying to figure out how good that
team was. Did Julius even play?
Yeah, against Atlanta. He got locked up.
Yeah. Okay. I'll check back to see how good that team was. But I don't know if Jalen was there yet.
I thought Julius was hurt.
No, that was last year. Last year he was hurt. The first year he played against the Knicks, Jalen wasn't there. And I'm trying to think if they didn't make – last year was the first year they made the playoffs with Jalen. The year before, they didn't make it. And he cooked. He cooked. Because they did what we were hoping the Kings do. They made the playoffs. They missed it. And then they made it again. Or no.
His first year was 22-23. They made it as the fifth seed.
They beat Cleveland in the first round.
Yeah, that team had Julius Randle, RJ Barrett, Josh Hart, Quinn Grimes, Quickly, Mitchell Robinson, Cam Reddish, Evan Fournier was on that team. Hartenstein, Obi Toppin.
I think what Q was alluding to, though, is Jalen is a certified killer. Mm-hmm. I don't know that people feel that way about De'Aaron. I think we lost Q. That was my bad. I was too slow to get the follow up with Q. So that's the e-host. But I think that's why the question was posed. We asked Donovan Mitchell yesterday. Yeah, Donovan Mitchell was the guy who was asked yesterday. Like, can you be the guy in that moment? Okay. I got to do it.
I don't know. It's a little unfair, too, because
I don't disagree.
The Eastern Conference thing, just that alone. You know what I mean? Like every night, like Jalen Brunson got what 12 games against a depleted Pistons Washington. Like that'll get you in the playoffs. Once he got to the playoffs, he did really well. But yeah, it's a little unfair. I understand what Q's saying. I'm not saying like it's not a good question to ask, but
well,
variables to give any kind of answer on that. I think
something we can acknowledge though is that De'Aaron Fox is clearly missing with something that all those upper echelon players that are considered like what they have, like they all have that aggression, that dog or whatever, and Fox doesn't have that. Numbers are all similar.
It's going to make the, you know, you alluded to, I'm not trying to trade De'Aaron Fox, by the way. I'm piggybacking off an earlier remark that you had about, article. Now he could be clickbait now because he's a superstar who has kind of put his team on notice-ish, and he's a clutch guy. Rich Paul going to work for him, and will go next year into the expiring year of his contract. The clutch MO is to start that process early. And I'm genuinely curious, like, how many people think De'Aaron Fox fits their team? Because if this falters the way it feels like it is right now, De'Aaron's entire career will have been spent on a bad basketball team. All of it. You pulled one, but your career has been missing the playoffs on a bad basketball team. Who says, give me that? Now, this is Sacramento, and we're going to be laughed at. But the film on De'Aaron is out there. Who goes, I need that guy? I'm not don't need you to say, okay, well, here's where he fits. De'Aaron, the type of player that he is, fits all over the league. De'Aaron could be on any team in the entire league. But what team goes, I'm going to give up assets because he is going to get us where we have to go? To me, that number is small because you need... To steal the Jalen Brunson thing, you need the killer there. If you're going to go acquire him, and this was the question that Kyle asked, that I don't even remember if Kyle asked this on the air or during a commercial. Can De'Aaron be 1A on a championship team? In my opinion, is no. He can't.
And to be honest with you, to be fair to De'Aaron in this situation as well, is for a guard, that's damn near impossible. There, we can count on a hand how many guard. He's a point guard, or 1A on a championship team.
Okay,
like that's just not step off the top of my head. Steph Curry, Isaiah Thomas.
Oh, you're counting ever?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are there some I'm missing? You.
Well, there aren't that many title holders. So LeBron, Tim Duncan.
But that's what I'm saying. So we look at, we'll say somebody.
I'm just thinking about the ones.
We'll say somebody like a Dame Lillard. People don't believe he can be a 1A on a championship.
I actually think they're wrong.
They could be wrong.
That's my opinion.
But he was a 1A in Portland for a long time.
For sure.
And they barely got out of the first round.
Well, they just paired him with CJ, and I don't think they really worked hard to improve that roster. In my opinion,
that's fair too.
But now he's in a position where he's not 1A anymore. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, if the Bucks wound up winning the title, fine, you could use that as the argument. I was thinking that earlier. Like, is Dame a 1A? Like, is Dame that guy? And I feel like Dame is that guy.
I think I would argue that he is, right? I would argue against somebody saying like, nah, y'all
would you.
Disrespecting Dame. I would do that for Kyrie Irving and
would
guys like that.
Would you argue that De'Aaron is 1A championship?
He's the best player and you win a championship?
Yes.
I would say no. And once again, my thought process with that isn't necessarily a knock on De'Aaron Fox. It's like that just doesn't happen. That doesn't happen. Your point guard being the best player and you are a championship team, teams barely get to the finals, let alone win one, with that being the case. Like, it just doesn't happen. That position doesn't lend itself, usually it doesn't lend itself to, like, being able to defend at a high level, like, defend other, like, so you got De'Aaron Fox there, and he goes up against Tatum and Brown. Well, who the hell is guarding them?
If those well, are just it's not that guy on my TV, because he looks absolutely ridiculous. I cannot put into words how stupid Ryan Day looks on my television. It
looks
right
like
now.
He just like dyed his hair like 20
he looks like
that.
He dipped his entire face
Dracula
in Just for Men and was like, "Ta-da, Jack! You sir, you need to be fired just because you look stupid." Come on, Ryan.
I thought I saw a report, and this can go however people think it goes. I thought I saw a report last week, maybe early this week, where they said Ryan Day is safe.
Yeah, okay. All right, pal. one little booster who had a phone number, a reporter's phone number. Yeah, right. Look at that. You've got to be kidding me. Look at this man.
He getting that Beijing on. Let him cook. Let him cook.
That's not Beijing. That's paint. The man has paint on his face. I apologize.
Let him cook.
Look, how does he look like Carlos Boozer that one time with hair?
I don't.
He has hair and he looks like Carlos Boozer.
Like what? All right, I apologize.
That's your coach, man.
Who's
yours?
That is your coach.
You claim Ohio State.
Yeah, yeah.
If he That's cried, right. There'd be black stuff running down his face.
Well, if he got
still trying to figure
$150 haircut, you know, it wouldn't happen though.
Did you say if he had the good?
Yeah.
Boy, we have different definitions of what that term means.
Well, multiple.
Well,
multiple.
I know what it means in my world.
multiple definitions.
Okay. Shout out to Ryan Day. Brawl happened over 5 feet from him. What's going on over
What's
there?
Going on?
What's going on?
What happened? No, we're all fighting, coach. That's what happened. Maybe you want to get in there.